Thank you for calling Customs Support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I was just filling out a survey thing. It says I got the generator. You know what I'm talking about?
No. So how can I? What? How may I help you? How may I help you?
I'm just trying to make sure that if I was just actually buying an entry, a ticket to get it, try to win it, or it says I already won it, but I don't want it. As soon as I pay the money, it's going to come back and say, oh, I entered it into a contest. That's what I'm saying. Because it says I already won it.
But what's your zip code, sir?
36869.
What's your name?
Michael Hensley, H-E-N-S-L-E-Y.
Michael who?
Hensley, H-E-N-S-L-E-Y.
And the zip code is 36869?
Yes, ma'am. It's in Alabama.
Mr. Hensley, hold on a minute. I'm trying to locate an account for you, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's the last four digits of the card that was used, Mr. Andrew?
2580. Now, I didn't hit purchase it yet. I did all the information, and then the next step was I hit put purchase and they run it through. But you know, I got one time before. You know, they took my money out of my account, and I'm sure I was just scared for it to happen again.
You said, Mr. Hensley, you have not put your card number in.
I put the number and everything in, but I didn't do the last thing to hit the button, huh?
I won't have the account here then. The only way I have the account if you actually entered your card number.
Yeah, it says $2 to come out of my card, but that won't be no problem. I just don't want them to take, you know, a couple hundred or something like that. You know, I'm just kind of scared. But, while I'm sitting here, I can go right to it. I can hit it because it's right on the screen. That's the only thing I hadn't done yet was I put in my address and everything said your transaction. Say, order now.
Mr. Hensley, if you have not placed your account, I won't see it here, okay?
You know what I'm saying? I just hit the button. I just said, it says processing one moment. I just hit order now, just now. Because I was just scared to do it, and I saw that number. I said, well, I'll go ahead now.
So well, how may I help Mr. Hensley? How may I help you?
Oh, my God, man. I was wanting to make sure it's not like a hoax. That's what I'm saying. I just said no. But
so, what's your address, Mr. Hensley?
It's 31 Ponderosa Drive, Phoenix City, Alabama, 36869.
Oh, no, a moment. So you just paid $7.95 to pay shipping and handling to receive a generator, okay? So, yes, that's legit.
Right. It said $2, but it might
It's anywhere from $2.95 to $9.95, sir.
Uh-huh.
They charge you $7.95.
That's fine.
Okay, and they haven't. We don't have a ship date just yet, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
If you call back tomorrow, they might have a shipping time for you.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure I hear a voice because before you never can get to a live person, you know. So it comforted me a little bit. You're gonna get to a live person on the phone. But see, the reason I'm being so scared because I'm scared to do these kind of things because I put money in before and they robbed me. You know what I'm saying? And I ordered some toys for my kids for Christmas. And I never got the toys, the thing from me or nothing. And that was 3 or 4 years ago. I still ain't got the stuff. So just, well, it was kind of scary.
Mr. Hedges, will you call back tomorrow? They can tell you when it's being shipped out, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Similar.